Okay, we began last week speaking of the very famous Shitas HaRashba in terms of closing a house door which has a tzvi inside of it, have a derekor inside, to which the Rashba permitted it, even seemingly if part of your intention was to also catch the deer. Bulvad Shaloy is Kavin Lishmaris at Tzvi Bulvad. And he based it on the Rishalmi, as we spoke about last week. To which the Ran countered, first of all, if you have the Kavana, I certainly don't understand it. If you have the Kavana, your mamas, just because you're closing the house door doesn't mean you're allowed to do any other malacha at the same time. We don't say Kivan Shahutra Hutra, you know, once you could do one thing, then everything else becomes permissible. It's very difficult within itself, and that's obviously the harder, most difficult part of this of that shita. And the second part of the question was, even if you'll tell me you're only having kavana to close the door, and you have no intention at all to catch the deer, but afal pichein, it should be a psikresha. It should be a psikresha. Moder Hashem psikresha v'loyamos. So in terms of the first question, we tried to give somewhat of the answer. Maybe it was something special about Seda. Something special about Seda, and only particularly when you're trying to only do that, only try to catch the animal. And maybe you probably wouldn't it'd be hard pressed to apply that to other malachos. And then we had the language of Shilti Kiborim. To which he was also answering the psikresha question as well, though this was very difficult. It's only when you're only in osa davar dvar heter imo avlam osa hapsikresha she osa gamkein dvar heter imo biskavin gamu dvar heter oz afilu of psikresha umichavin lo gamkein shari. So that's a it was very difficult to explain, and we tried to explain last week that since even in the totsi, how is it different than any other psikresha, we asked, and we explained that here, even within the totsa, I have another intention that seems to make this more permissible, albeit that's a very big fetish and goes against what we normally would have thought. We would have thought that would have made things worse. Okay, so that we spoke about a little bit last week, and the Rashba we'll leave right now is a huge chiddush. It's going to be very, very hard to rely on that per se. And certainly outside of Tzeda, which is our very rare. You know, most of our the more modern shilos are not so much about Tzeda. However, the Shilta Yibarim does continue in terms of answering the psikresha question. At least we are mapping machavein for the deer also. And what he's going to say there may... I'm going to try to create smuchim for him based on other rishonim and try to create a possibility. Then we'll have to see whether or not we're going to hold like this or not, whether we could really base heterim based on this. But Shilta Yibarim continues. V'em es kikula hizu. V'anika safti b'chidushay. The whole maisa she'efshir laso stulas apsikresha, anything which could be done without the psikresha, afilu ovid osa maisa afilu bipsikresha, even if you do it and you do it in a way which is it's probably going to happen. Kilo miskavein lasos I'm sorry shari kilo lasos kilo miskavein lasos psikresha. So such a case would be permissible even though I'm doing it in a way of psikresha. What in the world did that say? Again, I'll repeat the words. Uve emes kikulo hiu, v'ani kosavti b'chidushai, t'chol maisa she'efshir lasos zulas psikresha. Oz, afilu ovid oso maisa, afilu b'psikresha, shari. As long as kilom is kavin lasos psikresha. Okay. Seemingly what he's saying is that psikresha is determined by the fact that they are theoretically connected, and the hainu, that these two maisim are intrinsically linked, automatically when I'm doing B is part of A. However, if Lu Yitzuyer, whenever I'm going to be doing A, B is going to happen, as long as A and B are not intrinsically connected, v'harayu, at some other occasion, it'd be possible to have A without B, then it would not be a problem of segregation, as long as I'm not mechavein for B also. Okay, that seems to be the shita. And it's like to develop this idea and some other Rishonim as well. This is not only the Shulta Kiborim, this is an idea, and it definitely has basis in Rishonim. Certainly has basis on Rishonim that are cholik on them. Because the Hiskidish is here that when I'm closing this door right here, this is Vaday going to close. This is Vaday going to close on the deer. Right? He's being mad at you to close this door with the deer inside of it. Right? Which we would normally think is a psikresha.
Think of some other case though.
So we're going to try to create other cases where we've shown him say things like this. Okay? And we'll try to work. Again, always countering with, we have to work this out also in the future. Probably not today fully, but we asked there seemingly the answer is probably that it's not going to be a tangent, but we're going to have to make them more intrinsically linked in order to understand that shape. So we'll start with a very, also a well-known Rashi. This actually, if you put the atmosphere, that seems to be Shita's Rashi in a few different places. You know this, right?
Well, I mean, I know at least Tvachim.
You know Tvachim?
Tvachim.
Yeah. Very good. So what's in Tvachim? So Tvachim tells us the following. This is, of course, one of the famous rayas of the Aruch. The Aruch, Psikresha Dol Nechile, as we spoke about a little bit in the past. I think we assume everyone more or less knows that, so I don't think I'm going to get back to that more or less. I'm sure everyone's heard Shiur and Psikresha Dol Nechile, so I'm not going to elaborate on that as much. So the Gemara in Tvachim, that Tzadik Aleph and Beis, is speaking, of course, of the Isser of being Mechabe Eish on Mizbeach. You can't do it. Okay, it's also to be mechabe this is the raisa, be mechabe the eish al mizbeach. So the Gemara in that context is clarifying, how do I pour the yayin? The yayin of the nisachim, do I pour them to safalim, in elishim, amit lo yechabe? It's an issue of being mechabe eish al mizbeach. Which the Gemara says, Lo kasha harav Yehuda harav Shimon. Okay, harav Yehuda harav Shimon. Seemingly, it's basically saying, according to Rav Shimon, that davar she'einu miskaven is mutar, you'd be able to pour it directly on the eish al mizbeach. According to Rav Yehuda, you have to come out with some other way of doing it. You wouldn't be able to pour it directly onto the eish. That purpose is, that's what the Gemara says. To which Rashi asks the blatantly obvious question, what do you mean? When you're pouring liquid onto a fire, it sounds like very much like a psikresha of lo yamos. You're going to put out the fire and water don't mix. You're going to be putting out the fire. To which Rashi asks that very question. Ha, Rav Shimon, Shmuel, Rav Shimon, Zuhay, the Kivan, the Enim, is Kavin, Lechabos. Then it's not going to be a problem. Vim tomar psikresha v'lo yamosu. It's a pretty basic question. It's which is matarit efshir It's possible that it could be done with small drips, which Derech Agav to me itself is a chiddush that wouldn't be putting out the fire a little bit. But okay, so let's just, we'll grant it as Messias. So if he would have stopped there, then I would say that means since he's not going to be careful how he's going to do it, so maybe he'll do it in a way which will be tipin dakos, and it won't put out the fire. But Rashi doesn't stop there. He continues. Hiltoch inami mechabe betipim gaslos dover sheinim miskaveinu. Seemingly what that's saying is that even though I'm doing it with tipim gaslos, it's still ain't a miskaveinu. Right? It doesn't sound like you're allowed to do it. The emphasis is now that I read it, maybe it does leave a little bit of room open to say that as long as you're not being careful. But it's usually certainly understood that, this Rashi is usually understood that even if you're doing it with tipim gaslos, it doesn't have to matter at all. Since in theory it could be done with tipim dakos, even though you're doing it with tipim gaslos, then it's still going to be mud. In other words, if we understand this correctly, the part would be simply pouring water on the mizbeach for the sake of the mitzvah. This is the way the Merkavas HaMishnah understands this, for example. Merkavas HaMishnah in Perek Sikresha, Alevav, he understands this Rashi this way. That the pshat is, if the mitzvah were to pour tipim gaslos, then you'd be finished. The mitzvah, it would be a tzura of the mitzvah of Nisachim, were to put it on with a certain shear at a certain time, then it would, definitionally, it would be putting out the bath, then you would have to find another way to do it. However, if the mitzvah is tam, putting the water in, or putting the yayin in over time. So if that's the case, being that theoretically this could be done b'tipim dakos, so even if you're doing it, b'tipim gaslos, l'mayla v'lamorid, it doesn't matter. That's a very, very famous Shitas Rashi. That's one. Point number two is Suvis. I think we're learning Suvis. Perfect, thank you. We'll delve into this more, into the specifics of this also probably in the future. But this is in the sugya of Bilas Mitzvah on Shabbos. Somebody wants to know Ladam Utzarech, LePesach Utzarech, and all the variables in that sugya. LeRav Yehuda, LeRav Shimon, Makalkel, Itzla Pesach, Masakin, Itzla Pesach, Anos Atmo, all the various permutations. So, Gemara at one stage wants to know Dima lePesach Miskaven, Itzmo Dam Utzarech, Lo lePesach, Miyal Karkach Pisla Meila Hava. Right, assuming right now the Isser is making a Pesach. But the other question, Ladam is that, and you're only Ladam Kol Mechavim, V'lo LePesach. So then we want to know, Halacha Rav Yehuda, Halacha Rav Shimon. So Frekt Rashi, V'im Tomer, Taget, P'sik Resha, V'lo Yomosu. P'sik Resha. P'sik Resha, if you're Mechavim. Definition is it. Which is not Rashi's Matarit, Mishaninon, Yesh Bikin Bahataya. The Eindam, Hilkok Lapsik Ratio. As long as Yesh Bikin Bahataya, there are those who are able to be Boel, a certain angle in which there wouldn't be a Pesach, Mimela, it would become Mutter. So again, Rashi seems to think Yesh Bekein Bataya. What do you mean Yesh Bekein Bataya? So it sounds like as long as theoretically someone out there is Bekein Bataya, even though this individual lapped out with Bekein Bataya.
It's even bigger condition than the last one. The last one, it's the same person, you could do it more than one way. Here's saying so long as there is a way to be done. I mean, the principle seems to rely on the same point.
Yeah.
That they're not inherently linked in like an idea.
Right.
But it's an even more so.
Right. Well put. And as we proceed, we're going to try to detail this case a little bit more, because we'll see some of the Shonim may not agree to this, but they may just maybe variations of the same point, which as we hone in on the details of that, it's G'day to. Right now, I'm just going to sort of mention some of the Shittas in creating this idea. Another riot to the following idea would be the. This is a Russian Psachan. This is another Sogyo, which is very, very Kedai. What? It's what? The Russian Psachan speaks of. It's a very, also involved Sogyo, which is very, very important for Psik Resha. This is going to be the Sogyo of Yafshir Vekomachavein. And if anyone is here still from Psachan? We lived Sachem a couple of years ago. Yeah, you aren't here then. So, okay. So, what that sugya is basically about is that can somebody walk the streets, walk to a street where there's going to be a reyach of a isurei hana, and lavdaka, that's your intention to go there. That's the various factors in that gemara was, first of all, whether it's efshir or yefshir, meaning do you have another alternative way to go? Are you picking Madafka that way? Various, okay. Which is Derech Agav, sometimes can be a very relevant point in terms of many of our modern day Shiloh. Let's say, do I have to walk 7 blocks away because every street along the way has a light that's going to go on? Right? So is it when do I say something is F-shir or E-F-shir? That's one side of the equation. The other side of the question is, am I being machavein for the davar or not? Am I being machavein for the davar? And within that discussion, the hainu, do I want that hana in the situation of that gemara? Do I want binene from that reach of avodah zarah? Or they're playing music of avodah zarah or whatever. Various cases brought in that sugya. So the two factors are efshir and efshir and kamachavein and lo kamachavein. And within the kamachavein and lo kamachavein parts, the Gemara brings in Rav Yehuda and Rav Shimon. That's very reminiscent of Davar Sheni Miskavein. Okay, which the Gemara itself brings in that occasion. To which, Frek the Rishonim, right over there, what do you mean? I don't understand. The entire machlokas between Rav Yehuda and Rav Shimon, of course, that we keep pointing out is only when it's a Davar Sheni Miskavein. Only a Davar Sheni Miskavein. However, these situations should be of Sekresha. If you're going to walk into a certain, if you're going to walk right by the Bas Mechalov bakery, Bas Mechalov, that's bakery.
It's a pizza shop that they have.
Yeah. Okay, very good.
I actually go on my way, the bridge is on the corner there, there's Papa John's. You can smell it all the way up the block. So I was wondering about that, this very question, because it could be that they put on meats on their pizzas. I know they do, I don't know if any particular ones.
Okay, we'll have to move our, but I would imagine probably smell the pizza, not the, probably the smell of the bus there probably is bottle. But I don't know. I wonder, okay. So there's a, yeah. Then the Shiloh maybe would be somewhat relevant to that. To which Rishonim give several answers. Some of them are probably not as relevant to us. Some of the answers will be, let's say, Tosaf one that maybe Labdafka. That's not. It's basically not a Psik Resha. It's possible he won't be in it. It's one. Second teretz is either variations of Yisurei Hana are shiny. Either because that's obviously a large part of that sugya in Parakol Shah is dealing with Bedi Suri Hana. So part of the part of the Gemara on Chalava, but if we get other Rishonim there, Armatari, it's things like they're part of the Isser Gufa to be machavin for the Hana, and since you're not being machavin for the Hana, it's a little bit different. It's a variation of the same thing. The Ran, it says in Yisurei Hana, there's no such thing as psikresha. There's the Ran and Chulin, Perikir Hanasha. By Yisurei Hana. Could be, again, it could be along the same lines, yet chavin for it. Derech Agav, all those things may be showing me that psikresha is allowed to have to become a chavin.
It
looked like here we spoke about something, 1 second, just something that, something we spoke about in the past. We wanted to know what we were bringing in Afkamina between when do I say psikresha is kemachavin. That was one of the studim of understanding psikresha. So we, as long as every time we find some Afkamina, it's always interesting to add that to our list. So, okay, these are some more riots to that. Yes?
I was wondering if that was related, or if the Iran was like the previous or not, because the fact that you have to have Hanukkah, is that part of the team that's potentially contingent on the same point that you take it with Tommy?
Yeah. That's possible. Could be part of the reason. So that's the Ran explicitly in terms of assuming that they also use that to answer the kasha of Mokwik, Sus, Mokwik, Kedarkun, eventually use Kavin, Mechama, Mechama, in terms of Shatnas. Right? If Shatnas, they could wear it. You could, you know, the person could be the mannequin. The person could be the mannequin, and if. As long as they're not machavin for the beggar of shatnas gives them heat, it provides them with heat or with warmth or with shade, yeah, protection. And again, for all the Rishonim, what do you mean? It's a psikresha. It's a psikresha. So Tosa says, no, it means you could be some of the way. Is a way that you won't be nana. It will be possible not to. And other Rishonim say things. We say, no, we don't say anyway. So why am I getting into all of this? The Rush on that Gemara in Pesachim makes the following comment. He says, this guy who's walking down the street right near this bakery, right near this where this Reach is, he's able to be this listom es nechira. He's able to close his nostrils. That's what the Rush says. Okay. So then if he closes his nostrils, it's not much of a question. No, but it means he's not being so same as Nechira. Elamai, again, we have a serious group of Rishonim who basically are saying, again, to set things up, the opposite way that we've been setting things up in the first, over the previous weeks. In previous weeks, we kept pointing out that psikresha was only bedavko when it was tangential. If it wasn't tangential, then it was, for some Rishonim, for some Achronim, for sure, it was maisa echad, it was worse than psikresha, and all the kulas that would apply to psikresha wouldn't apply. It became maisa echad mamish. We gave examples of those. Now we're saying the exact opposite, that psikresha is only when they're intrinsically linked, when they are only maisa echad. When they're only tangentially connected, then it's no longer a psikresha. Did I have all the rayas to this? Wall, it's definitely no wall. There's a Rav Yah which seems to speak along these same lines. Yeah, he quotes this is the Rav Yah, some other Nafka may know this. Then we'll start detailing a little bit more. Once we have some of these cases, sorry. I mean, first he raised a great length in McClellan of psikresha. Have Bringing in the sugya of after become a kavein a little bit. Kivan she'enu miskavein lecharitz ve'efshir lehe'asos ritzono below greira. It would be possible in theory to do it without greira. To which later on he says the same thing. Hitir sham tlisas notza. This is later on in Tshuva. Tlisas notza, plucking feathers. Anyantif b'makom shchita kivan she'efshir lishlod aydeh atchak below tlisha. Even more beyond that, it's even bigger chiddush. Okay. What's that?
What
church was that? Yeah. So now the question is going to become exactly defining what is your exactly your maisa that I'm going to say that in this maisa it's not a psik reisha. When do I say in this situation, what do you mean? My maisa in this situation has changed. And right now, this is a psik reisha. Right? Especially when we're going to get back to it. I don't want to do Goru Kita Pesiz. I want to work it out a little bit more before I present on that. That's going to be the problem. We'll try to detail that a little bit more. We'll probably hold off of that to next week. But already very interesting, as I started mentioning the sugya and ksuvis, this point is kedai to bring out a little bit. So again, Rashi in Ksuvis, we mentioned this before, but this Rashi said like this, O corruption, and what if Im Toma Psik Resha Velo Yamos, HaParchinon Lo Lekamon, U'Mishaninon Yesh Bikiyin Bataya, Ve'ein dam yotzei, and he continues, ve'ein pesach niftach, hilchach la psik reisha v'lo yamos. Okay? Let's see what's going on here. What's this individual talking about? Again, bila rishon. But the entire context of this gemara was what? That what's this individual trying to accomplish? Besides Bila Rishona, L'dam Hutzarech. For whatever reason, the Gemara is trying to figure out why. The Rishona are trying to figure out why. Right? The context of the Gemara is this guy. Right? He's being bold with Bila Rishona. For some reason, L'dam Hutzarech. Whatever Rishona discussed why. To know that she's a Bisula, or whatever the reason is. Okay? So now, yes, on one hand, the maisa that he's doing is Bila Rishona. But part licked in that maisa and is a kavana for what? Also for dam. And l'chora, whenever it is going to be dam, there's also going to be a pesach. That part is, but what? For Rashi, the maisa that I'm doing is only what? Is Bila Rishona. So Bia, I'm not even sure this. I'm not even sure why you would limit it to Bia or Bia Rishona. Once you, what is the Maisa that I'm doing? Is the Maisa that I'm doing Bia Rishona, or one could say Bia? Once you go this far, and right? Certainly, the you could say the Rishona is only the Derech Mikra. Rashi's not going that far. He's saying, though, since, again, theoretically, yesh b'kiyem b'atoya, even though your kavana right now is not to do it b'atoya, it's to get dam. Number one, that your kavana, number two, you're not even able to do it. Lav dafka, you're able to do it. Mimela is not going to be p'sik reisha. That's Rashi's opinion. It seems to be. Masha Enkein Tosfos right there. Tosfos here makes the point. V'im tomar p'sik reisha. V'tzarech lomer. D'yachol lehotz hadam below asiyas pesach. Right? Tosfos is bringing out that exact point that we just brought out in Rashi, that your entire goal here is not just simply be a Rishona. Your goal here is be a Rishona im hosaras adam. So the fact that it would be enough just to have a be a Rishona without a Pesach would not be enough. For Tosfos, he has to create this possibility. He seems even a little bit bothered by Mitzvahs, whether it's possible, but whatever, Mitzvahs will have to work out according to the sugya. That Tosfos thinks, no, being that part of your kavana is Bil Rishona. I'm sorry, is Hotzoras Adam. Memelo, it has to be possible to have that Hotzoras Adam without the. I'm just using this as a way of determining. Gufo, what is your maisa? What is your, are the kavanas, your kavanas on maisa also included in? Again, this is another example how expansive Rashi is in defining maisa versus. Even Tosfos doesn't go far, so far. He doesn't talk about whether or not it's possible for you. He doesn't really speak about yesh b'kiyem. It just could be for you. It could be he thinks that you yourself are baki. That you're able to do it in theory. Though there's no mention of that. He doesn't talk about that here at all. I think the sheet of Kubetz just discusses that. Maybe for Rashi, part of it. That since you don't really want to take out the dam, you just want to know that it's there. He has a terrace like that. The Ritva on this, you know, he argues on this completely. Rashi fundamentally. He thinks, how could you consider this a psik reisha? And by the way, as much as I'm building up all of these Rishonim, that to say that it's possible as long as theoretically it's possible it's not a psik reisha. In every one of these cases, there are Rishonim or countering. Remember, in the Rashi's on Zvachim, the Aruch already brings it as a raya, the psik reisha, the lonechale is mutter. Meaning clearly he's thinking it's a psik reisha. Right? That's one. Ritva here in Hearing Suvis. Deina meduyuk, it can't be. The Mari be Sorach no, the Mari be Elush became Batoyo, the Mkane, Enu Dorashin Miskavi. Just because in theory someone out there is able to do this Batoyo means no, it's not a psik reisha for you, it's. Elakivan Shiyesh became Batoyo, the Embo Dam below Pesach, Efshir Shiyamin Zet. Even for you, even if you're not a Baki, since for you it's theoretically possible. Ain't come sick ratio. Hosh Efter shall yassi is there. If you look at Sad Rachok, Lochoship sick ratio. By the way, I think I had a deal within that. He's the El Shiesh became a the Ainbo Dam below Pesach. Again, on one hand, the Ritzvah is more expansive. It's more limiting in terms of. It's only not considered psik reisha if literally, at least you have the theoretical possibility of doing it. Point number one. I'll be at Bitzad Rachok. But Me'idach, part of the Yesh B'kiyem B'atoyah is, El Shiyesh B'kiyem B'atoyah Ve'en Bo Dam V'lo Pesach. After Shiyesh Dam in that. In that sense, he's more like Rashi. Not that you have to split between the dam and the pesa. And the Shita Mekubetzes provides two days about this opinion. Is it mutter only for someone who's baki bataya? And the Rivash. The Rivash in Tshuva says it has to be with the same long tshuva that we started, we read it of. The same tshuva that we read of the Rivash. He thinks, of course, it's only going to be mutter for also for the person to lo have psik resha as lo. And he has to be able to do it without a malacha. Yeah. So I think next time we'll probably pick up with, maybe it was, do I have the Gemara even right now? We'll pick up with the Gemara. We'll start it right now, just mention the Gemara. In terms of Gemara Chavtes on the base, it's really where the Sugya of Devar Shem is Kavim really begins. Of Gedolim and Ketanim in terms of dragging. I'll just mention the Gemara right now, and then we'll pick up more next time. Command Kerav Shimon, Emer Dharma Rav Shimon B'Gedolim, to Lo Efsher. According to the first opinion, Rav Shimon is only Matir on one level, B'Gedolim, something very heavy. On one level, the heavier something is, it does two things at one time. One thing, it makes it more of a Psik Resha. On the other hand, it also makes it more low efsher. Dahainu, if something I could carry, but instead I'm dragging, it almost questions why you're dragging it. It makes it more like you're kamachaving. U'me'idach, the heavier it is, the better chance it's going to be most acharitz. So emir efshem b'gdolim de low efsher b'ktanim mi amar pligid ula damar ula machlokus b'ktanim avul b'gdolim de v'akol. And within that, so either a gear solos, whether it's mutter or aser, probably based on exactly what we just talked about. So maybe next time I'll try to get into a little bit more of that, so I can try to work that out and try to see if there's a way we could fit in that sugya based on all these Rishonim are saying, and so I try to work it out based on that. I guess we'll pick up with that next week.